Father, we thank you for this evening as we celebrate your son's birth, God. That he came to us as a baby, that he was humble, and yet he was going to be king. And not only king of Israel, but of the whole earth, God. We're so thankful that you sent your son so that we could know your love for us. And so, Father, we celebrate that tonight in the name of Christ. Amen. Well, welcome. Merry Christmas. So good to see so many of you. So many of you we see Sunday to Sunday, but I also know that there's many family and friends and guests in the room. And we're just so excited to have you guys here this Christmas Eve to celebrate the birth of Christ together. And so we welcome you. My name is Pastor Jared Jenkins. I'm the pastor here at Risen Life. And we're just so glad to have you with us to celebrate Christmas together. You know, I love Christmas Eve. Who in here likes Christmas Eve? Woo! All right. What about the kids? Do kids like Christmas Eve? Okay, a few of you do. Or is tomorrow better? Which one's better?
Tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of with Pastor Shelley on this. I like Christmas Eve. And I can remember growing up, Christmas Eve, we had a lot of family traditions that we would do together. One was like this. We would go to church to a Christmas Eve service together and sing with candles, as we're going to do in a moment, to Silent Night. One of my favorite things to do together as a family. And you know, when you're a kid, you're here, you're like, how far can I go with the candle before I catch something on fire? Right? Or you carve your candle into some weird shape. Me and Sean are always amazed at the sculptures you guys come up with during this service. I remember that, always doing that as a kid as well. And I also love to get together with family. We would come home and we would play board games together. Can you guess my favorite game at a young age? It was Monopoly. Thank you. Yes. I loved Monopoly. And to get together with our family and play that. We'd also play Uno a lot. Any Uno players out there? All right. Tono plays DOS. We've actually played DOS a couple times. But we love to play games together. And I also loved it because of the food. You know what my favorite snack was? We kind of did charcuterie before charcuterie is really cool. We did the redneck version. It was like, get out the chips and the dip and other things and just throw them on the table. That's the redneck charcuterie. We had a great time with that. One of my favorite things when we were doing the board games was to eat combos. Does anybody remember combos? Like the little hollow pretzel filled with who knows what kind of processed cheese that was just oh so good, right? I'd eat those by the fistfuls as I was dominating the Monopoly board. I love food at Christmas time. In fact, our family tradition now is tomorrow we'll have a fondue together. Anybody do that? That's been our family tradition, little shrimp, little chicken. It's really good. I also love Christmas Eve because, you know, my dad was a very hardworking man, and many of you in here are hardworking as well. But in the holidays, he would always make a lot of time for us. It was one of the few couple evenings every year where my dad would sit down with us and talk, and we'd go to church, and we would play games together. And he always loved Christmas. He always made it really great. Like, he enjoyed to celebrate Christmas and to be with us. And really, this has been our theme, this Advent series, or this Advent season, at Risen Life. Emmanuel, God with us, that he is with us. And we celebrate that. That's the name of Jesus, given to Jesus, Emmanuel, some 700 years before he actually came by the prophet Isaiah. And the apostle Matthew picks that up and says, that guy we are waiting for, it's Jesus. He's the one. Matthew 1:23, he recites Isaiah. He says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. You know, Colossians talks about Jesus when he came, and he says a few things. Colossians 1:15-19 tells us that Jesus is the exact image of the invisible God. In fact, that in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Tells us some crazy things about this Emmanuel, that he is God in human flesh, come to us. You want to know what Jesus, want to know what God's like? Look at Jesus. He is God. He has always been God. He will always be God, is what he tells us. And yet God made himself known to us in Jesus, present with us as a human being, to live with us, to talk with us, to hug us, to celebrate times and seasons together, and here spiritually to save us. This is what we celebrate at Christmas, that God loved us so much to send his son so he could be with us, Emmanuel. And when he came, the light of God's truth was shined into the darkness of our world. And we knew that we could experience hope and joy and peace and love. The things we've been celebrating over the last couple weeks in Advent, the birth of Jesus, probably the most extraordinary event in human history that God would come to be with us. You know, last night we watched one of my favorite Christmas movies together as a family. Has anybody seen Nativity Story? It's a little bit older now. It came out in like 2006. I love this story. You know, Joseph in the Nativity Story is an actor that some of you may know. His name is Oscar Isaac. So later on, he would go on to play an X-Wing fighter in Star Wars, Poe. And so if you've ever wanted to know what happened to Joseph in Jesus' life later, well, he ran off to be an X-Wing pilot. That's where he went. But I love this movie because it shows us the struggle it must have been for Joseph and Mary to live with this promise of God that they're going to have a child. An engaged couple, right, with this baby that God had brought about. But I also love that it shows really well that this Jesus wasn't born and presented himself to the kings of the earth. The first people he goes to, as we read here on the screen, were the shepherds in the field. Think about this. The God of the universe, King of all things, comes and reveals himself to the lowliest of all people. We celebrate this tonight, that he came. It means you don't have to be an important person. You don't have to be an outstanding person. Jesus came to be with all of us. And even more so if you see yourself on the lower end of the human spectrum. And Luke tells us that while the shepherds were watching their flocks, an angel appeared to them, as we just saw, with a multitude of heavenly hosts, an explosion of light. They were all praising God for the birth of Jesus. And they announced this message associated with Jesus' birth from God to us. This is what they were declaring to us about this birth. Luke 2:14, it says this: "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men." The angels tell us a couple things. First thing here is God gets the glory tonight because this is his work. This is God's work. The birth of Jesus is a divine work. We know this from the prophecies from thousands of years ago that came true. The movement of times and peoples to bring this about. Only God could have done this. And he gets the glory tonight. Notice also that God gets the glory because he came to us. This is a God-initiated conversation. We didn't have to claw our way up to God. He loved us enough that he came to talk personally with us. The birth of Jesus means that God wants to talk to you. And oftentimes we run from him, but he called us. And so tonight he's asking us, "Do you want to talk with me? I came to talk with you." And so God gets the glory because this is his divine work. The angels also tell us that in the coming of Jesus, peace is made possible. If you look around at the world, it's not a very peaceful place. We know there's wars going on. There's strife between humanity. It's dangerous to live these days because people are against each other. And yet the angels came and said, Jesus came to make peace. So how's he going to do that, right? How can Jesus bring about peace? There's only one way to get peace. The story of the Bible is that we were in relationship with God and we rebelled against him, and the Bible calls those acts of rebellion sin, and so we need something to erase our sin problem. When we look at the world, really, it's 8 billion people, sin, bouncing up against each other. What do you think we get? Not peace. But Jesus came to bring peace, and this is how he's going to do it. Listen to what Colossians 1:20 says. He says, Jesus will reconcile himself to all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. That this baby was going to grow up into the man that would reconcile us to God by going and dying on the cross for our sins, so that our sin debt against God would be paid, and opening up a door for us to have a relationship with him and to experience real peace. Maybe tonight the one thing you want for Christmas is peace, right? Peace in your family, peace in the world. Jesus says it starts with him. This is what the angels are declaring. It starts with him transforming our lives, and it starts with your life first, and then it spreads to others. Are you willing to walk in peace with Jesus tonight? And finally, the angel said this, the birth of Jesus is meant to signal God's goodwill towards us. This is a little bit of a strange expression, goodwill towards us, right? The coming of Jesus is God's offering of a good gift to all men to show his love and affections and his hopes for us. And I want you to see, he wants you to see that he loves you and wants to be with you. This is his goodwill towards us. It's like our Christmas presents under the tree. We want to signal to the other people that we love them, we care about them, we're thoughtful towards them. That's what God is doing in Jesus. He's giving us the greatest gift that has ever come to humanity, to show his love for us. And who gets to experience his goodwill? You know, the Bible says it's only those that follow Jesus. So how do we do that? Jesus gives us the first step in John 6:29. He says this, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. In other words, believe in this baby Jesus that God has sent, God's good gift to you at Christmas. This is what God requires of us to experience his goodwill. Not a greater effort at doing more things for God, not trying to stack up good deeds so God would be happy with you, not trying to build a tower to heaven. We've tried it all. God says, would you just believe in my son? Would you believe and open the gift that I have sent to you? And this is what Jesus wants from each one of us this Christmas season. This is God's good work to reach down to us, to extend the possibility of peace, for you to experience real love, to see his goodwill towards you and begin a new life with him in relationship as you confess him as Lord. Do you believe in Jesus, the one we celebrate tonight? Right? Thank you. God would like nothing more for you to open the best gift he's ever sent you this Christmas season and start a journey of a new life with him. Band, you guys can come on up here. We're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus with one last song this evening. And let's enjoy this time together, right? Let's just celebrate and revel what God has done, this good gift that he has sent us. And as we do this, would you respond to the Lord tonight? He's come. He said, I want to be with you. Would you spend a little time with him this evening? Maybe time to make him Lord of your life for the first time, or maybe time to commit afresh and celebrate him tonight, this Christmas season. But let's worship and celebrate God's good gift to us in Jesus tonight. I'm going to invite the elders that are here that can stand and come on up, as well as the staff. And we're going to light the candle over here. Begin to pass this around. You know, the coming of Jesus is the light of truth and the gospel in the world. And as he brought light into our dark world, it began to spread across the world. And so as we do that tonight, let's be reminded about the love and the truth of the gospel that has come in the light of Christ.